quite the famous gospel we have here, and it even pertains to us today, how we talk about people, how we try to show them up. But the people of God today, the Pharisees, the scribes, they were not demonstrating mercy today at all with this woman caught in adultery. To be certain, there was mercy on the man, though, for where was he? Because the law pertained to both. Frankly, they didn't care about this woman at all. They had a target on Jesus. That's who they wanted. Scripture was pretty clear on that. Pronounced forgiveness, and he contradicts the law of Moses, which would make him eligible for stoning, or agree with his own message, forgiveness, that would make him irrelevant in Judaism. They had him trapped. Humans love to make the other person look bad. It's what we do. It lowers them, and it raises us up. So people are torn down without the defense of being heard. That's what gossip is. In these days, we see it all the time. Opponents not only try to make someone look bad, they try to pound them into the ground, into the dirt. So these religious were trying to spike the spiritual football in Jesus' face today. They were like a pack of hungry dogs, and they would have loved to have stoned him to death. He was causing them that much trouble. They didn't bat an eyelash at mercy on this woman. They took her dignity away from her. Imagine standing in front of a bunch of men like that. But Jesus kept his cool today, you see. And he begins to write in the dirt. What he was writing, we don't know. It is the only time he ever wrote in Scripture. But we do know he was literate. Jesus said he didn't come to change one letter of the law. So in the end, he did not condemn her, though, or condone her sin. What was he trying to do, of course? He tells her to go away and sin no more. Jesus was in dire situation that day. Only the wisdom of God could make it right. So, of course, he implores those who are without sin to cast the first stone. That was the way out. He gave them permission. You can stone the woman. Go ahead. But what's the qualifications? You have to be sinless. And if you have no sin, go ahead. We can judge and condemn. We also can choose to walk away. Qualifications to launch stones? Sinlessness. And there's no one around, we know, that can do that. Jesus set the bar. He was the only one qualified to throw a stone that day. What did he do? He chose mercy. That's how he kind of reversed the Mosaic law. Yeah, anyone can do what you want. Are you sinless? Then go ahead. And if we look at it, we know we're not. He points out to the woman, where are those who have condemned you? None of them are here anymore. And Jesus says, neither do I condemn you, but go on your way and sin no more. Jesus didn't okay sin. He did not okay it, but he left mercy as the only way out. Thankfully, there was some reason and temperance in the crowd. Kudos to them, the Jewish elders. They left one by one, the elders did. Jesus used their maturity to his benefit in that sense. Most likely the young in their zeal would have been ready to destroy her, but it was the wisdom of the elders that showed restraint. That's why dads, that's why grandparents are so important in the life of young men. Show temperance, show what it is to be a man for boys. I don't know if you remember the Baltimore riots. Must have been about 5 years ago or so. A bad decision or a police officer was set free after killing a black man in that trial. And the boys were tearing the city apart. Young men, you could see it on the news. I remember, if you probably remember, one young mother went and grabbed her child by the hair and kicked him all the way back to the car. But the next day, when rioting was going to continue, the black men of the community, pastors, just elder men, stood in front of the police lines while the young boys were out there wanting to throw stones. But they stood in front of the police. If you remember that situation, it was one of the great things seen. Temperance of the elders. It was a good thing. It was a good thing that day. They kept the young boys from throwing stones at police. That would have ended up into a disaster. So Jesus used the wisdom of the men to defuse this situation. They never saw it coming. What did Jesus do here today? He shamed the honored, and then he honored the shamed. Jesus didn't reverse the Ten Commandments. They are still intact. But what Jesus did that day was put his cross between those men and that woman. Just planted it firmly. The cross wins. The cross will always win. And we take that as our message into Easter, and especially Good Friday and the Passion next Sunday.